You said you left in 81.
81. August, yeah, right. I came to George Mason August 1st of 81.
Okay, I see. And,
now, let me explain something. I had received some inquiries, and I responded, and I also responded to some ads.
Some what?
Some ads.
Ads, yeah.
Right. And I felt very fortunate that I always had a positive response. Much like I put in the paper that I had the thing at Harvard, Wesleyan, or Stony Brook. I had, you know, even Ohio State one time, and I felt it was, you know, there's a message there. I had the opportunity for the job as director of facilities planning for the whole state of New Jersey, which encompasses Rutgers and all the other campuses, Keene, you name it. And I had a very successful interview, and the head of the group was trying to talk me into it as he took me to the railroad station. I wouldn't give him a firm figure on what I wanted, you know, salary. I couldn't, in the course of 3 hours, tell him what I wanted, and salary, and to move my family, etc., back to New Jersey where my roots were. So I had that one. I had a positive response from Yale to the Health Sciences Center. I had a positive response from University of Florida, Health Sciences Development.
Gainesville?
Gainesville. The day I came for the interview at George Mason University, I had the offer in my pocket from the University of Missouri for the Director of Facilities Management and Operations, which is the job that, in essence, that they were... I had applied for it, Stone. I think you have to admit that the University of Missouri is a bigger campus and bigger institution than Stony Brook. Peggy didn't like Columbia, Missouri. I don't blame her. The salary was much, much higher than Stony Brook, and higher than what I took the job for here. I had the firm offer there. After accepting the job here,
you mean here at the
George Mason? Yeah. You know, and I also had a positive response from the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, which I would have liked. But my observation of the UVA is that, and my dealing with my colleagues down there, they're very aloof. UVA is a state institution, but it prefers to maintain the so-called image of an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
And even recent times here, I've had some inquiries from other institutions. But I sit and think that you don't even get a response from your own institution. Maybe I did have some problems with it, but it talked to me. But when I met with Dr. Marburger, and I personally met him and handed him my resignation, and he opened it up and says, "What's this?" And he started reading it. He said, "Oh, no, really." He said, "Won't you reconsider?" And I said, "No, I make a decision like this. I won't go back on my word to that institution." I told him that I was upset that I didn't get any kind of a response. And he seemed to be upset about that. And he took notes down on it. And I would say about a week later, I got a letter from the search committee, kind of a standard pat letter that we have received so many top candidates, etc., etc. I don't know what the problem was, but I think it maybe was time to move on. I think if you don't get along, or you have problems with your immediate supervisor, one of the others got to go, and it doesn't work out. I found that I thought we were in a dilemma there, not just me, but my counterparts in the physical plant operation. That you can't, if you're a good manager, you don't dip around, you don't go around the director or the manager of a unit to the staff, draftsmen or whatever, and tell them to do specific things. If I don't know what they're told to do, I can't be held accountable. Have me doing something, having the director of the physical plant doing something, the assistant director, and the assistant to the director is like, you know, checking up on the director of the plant. This creates problems. And my feeling was that, things were starting to fall apart. And we had a good program. Kevin Jones, who was the director of the plant, is a superb individual.
Yes. Where is he now?
He left that position as plant director because of those kinds of problems, and he's mechanical engineer, he's in facilities engineering. I hired Kevin, he was a young mechanical engineer. I hired him out of a private firm. My goal was to set that office up like any consulting firm or architect engineering firm. That was my objective, and I did it. Two architects, electrical engineer Bob DeRino, Kevin Jones is one mechanical engineer, Larry Troller another mechanical engineer, but in the field, and so forth. As a matter of fact, I even had a line approved by the state for a landscape architect. I had positions approved that mechanical engineering that other campuses could not get approved. And Mort Gassman would tell those people to call me to see how to write that position description up to get it approved. And we had a fine office. We had a great office. And we did reviews on the plans from the architects that was more detailed than the construction plan. And people like Gassman, Elwin Stevens, and I became fast friends. They thought very highly about John Buckoff.
John who?
Buckoff.
Buckoff.
He became an assistant vice chancellor or something, and he was in charge of the maintenance thing for the state. And he had been the director of planning at Albany. But they thought we were doing a good job. That's why I put in that thing. I was appalled at the condition. And I Peggy started to say something to you about it, but she was shocked herself. She said, we ought to write to somebody about it because, it's heart-rendering to know that you spent so many nights, weekends, etc., doing something and planning something, and then just see it go get kind of seedy. I have the same I have a problem here with some things like that. Here the grass is mowed and it looks good, and the president doesn't think there's anything wrong. He doesn't know what's wrong. I mean, we got the boilers down, the chillers down, the physical plant sits next to me, and that becomes a problem. But I told Dr. Marburg, I wanted to stay here till I was 62, at least. I said that would be another 6 years. But I tell you, quite frankly, I always liked Virginia. we used to vacation down here, but that's a foolish reason to take a job, because you like it for vacation.
Yeah.
I didn't take it for that. I took the job here, which is for less starting, and the University of Missouri, because it's a growing thing. Missouri, there is growth, but not at the same rate as here.
That's one of the attractions that Stony Brook had.
That was a big attraction. And, yeah. But I was, when I started, you know, just start inquiring of that, I was shocked to find out how many places I could go.
Mm-hmm.
The kids liked it. We liked living up there. It was a great place to raise the kids. But, you know, you can't... when I first went there, I thought seriously that, you know, the program will be over in about 10 years. And Peggy and I often talked about, you know, what we do then. I said, well, I really don't know. I'm still an architect, and I can do something. Right now, have some people asking me to do consulting. Do you remember Wes Brown? The black fella?
Wes Brown.
Well, maybe you wouldn't. He first came as our first director of safety. He's the first black graduate of Naval Academy.
Oh, really?
And he worked for the construction fund. I was talking to Wes about 3 weeks ago. He's been the director of facilities at Howard University since he left up there. You know, strange. In 7 years we haven't gotten together. But I come across a lot of people who know of my work at Stony Brook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through people like, say, Phil Meath, George Eisenhower. George is the world-renowned theater consultant. And he's had people call me. And it's, well, with George, it's because of our work at West Virginia Plus. But there's so many people that know of me from Stony Brook, or they'll meet somebody and say, well, yeah, Charlie Wagner, he did Stony Brook, that type. So, you know, I feel that's rewarding. Believe me, it's rewarding.
Yeah, I think it would be.
But I don't know whether I might have left anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
The campuses, even here, they like, they want to bring in somebody from the outside, in different areas here. And up there, I guess that was the same thing. You know, don't bring anybody from, promote from within. I know Mitch Purcell was a candidate for the job. But, he was interviewed. Kevin was interviewed. I guess they interviewed some retired military, guys that work, the Corps of Engineers, and that, I think they can do everything.
Have you ever talked with Bob Francis?
No. No, he came after I left.
Yeah. Now he's down in Sarasota.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And he's in the private firm that does contract work with...
maintenance consulting. I was. Somebody told me that. I can't remember if it was Kevin or. I occasionally talk to Kevin. I talked to a fellow named Art Wieger quite a bit. He was friends. We were friends in church. I hired him as a temporary. At one time, he was architectural and construction oriented, and I got him started there at Stone. But people like Kevin, and Bob. They were good, good, excellent people. They knew their business. That's what you need.
Yeah.
I've seen too many, that, particularly retired military, that come through, retired colonels. And, they worked on a base for a while, so now they're... Then he went so many more thousands of dollars than anybody else. And a retired colonel is, in 30 years, he's retired at about $47,000 a year. That's more than a lot of people make their main salary and want $60,000 to come to work for you. I have a situation now that the guy that became head of the Division of Engineering and Buildings for the Commonwealth of Virginia, who we have to go through on things, I rejected for a job. Basically, he was basically overqualified for a systems job, but it's strange. Because he didn't want to move from Fairfax, but he's in Richmond now. There's a big difference, here is that I don't have a construction fund. I have the Division of Engineering and Buildings that we go to. However, they handle every agency in the state, not just university. There's no such animal here. So the buck stops here. Decisions, selection of the architects, the bidding of projects, the budget, the entire budget is handled for the capital outlay. We're operating right now at about $80 million right now. That's all handled in my office. The change orders, the whole thing. And you gotta believe that's a responsibility.
Sure. Right.
But, that's, they hired me here because of the work that I did at Stony Brook. Mm-hmm. And it's very evident.
Yeah.
I mean, I was told that, and it was because of Stony Brook. Mm-hmm. And I'll be quite frank, I liked what I saw here, and I told them up front and honest that as I was exiting, that I had the offer from the University of Missouri, and I gave them the exact dollar. I said, I don't expect you to match that dollar. I would make a lateral move to come here, but I won't take less. And that's what I did. And it's worked out well. The greatest thing is for Peggy's career. I mean, she's gone from a planner one and that to a director in a very short period of time.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's why I left.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah.